You tell a story about a white boy and yourself, and you used to romp in Henning, Tennessee, and you were real good friends until you began to get about 11 or 12 years of age. Can you retell that story about...
Yeah, it was, and actually, it's a fairly characteristic story. You see, they were about the South. One of the big things about the South, with its general image, you know, of the segregation and all, which is very true, was the contradictions which existed within that. One of those contradictions was that almost every little southern town, I'm speaking of towns, say, of under 1,000 population. My little hometown had, say, about 550 people in it. There would almost always be one, at least one couple, two little boys, sometimes girls, but much more frequently boys, who, by reason of where they lived or some interrelationship between their fathers or families, these little boys, one white, one black, would be very, very close friends. And I was such with a little boy named Kermit Anthony, and he lived kind of, his family lived diagonally across the street from us. We grew up from toddlers together in the road, running around and so forth, and we could not have been closer. And then, you know, we used to eat, sleep in each other's homes. Our respective mothers would spank the both of us whenever they felt we'd done something that deserved it. And we just were close as could be, on up through, I think, in fact it was, when Kermit, who was slightly older than I, got 12 years old. And I remember very well, we were sitting one afternoon on the broad lower limb of a persimmon tree in my grandmother's back lot, and we were just talking, as we'd done 1,000 times before, and I stressed that my friend Kermit never would have said what he said if he had thought it would hurt me. He just simply was articulating the society in which we both lived when he said to me, you know, pretty soon I'm going to be old enough, you're going to have to start calling me Mister. And it didn't, at that particular moment, didn't hit me with some great impact, didn't, you know, give me some trauma or other. But when I thought about it later on, the more I thought about it, it just made me uneasy. It didn't sound right. It didn't set well. And my reaction to it, I didn't say anything about it to my parents or grandparents. It was just a private thing. And I began withdrawing from Kermit. And then he, bewildered by my withdrawal, began to withdraw from me. And the upshot of it finally was that after about a decade of being very, very close friends, within a matter of weeks, we were a furtive glance across the street. And I'd say within a couple of months, we had gone or begun to go in our respective ethnic directions. And that was the end of our friendship. And there have been no end of duplicate situations.